Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menash. Today, we're talking about whether higher U.S. interest rates can cause other countries to have financial trouble and ultimately trigger the next global financial crisis. The global economy is a complex machine filled with fiscal relationships that are sometimes hard to predict. It's a global market for government debt. Governments the world over issue bonds to fund their infrastructure spending and their current account deficits. When those bonds are issued, those governments go into the bond market and try and find buyers for their latest bond issue. In many cases, the governments issue bonds of differing maturities to appeal to a variety of different buyers. Some want 90-day paper, others want 1 year, 3 year, 5, 10, 30 years, and so on. And when a bond matures, the government will have to either pay the funds off in full, or they'll go into the bond market to raise money to replace the maturing bond. Each time a government places a new bond in the market, it's competing with offers of similar quality from other countries. So when Italy raises interest rates, it might affect the competitiveness of the bond offering of, say, Spain or Portugal. In fact, the yields on Italy's 10-year bonds this week hit a 4.5-year high, rising 17 basis points to 3.593%. It's not very likely that investors in Italian bonds are going to pull away from being interested in German bonds or Swiss bonds. They're completely different markets. So you might see Spain or Portugal having to increase interest rates in order to remain competitive in that segment of the market. But when you get a government like the US or Germany raising interest rates, that raises the floor for everybody. Virtually every other country in the world will need to raise interest rates or risk devaluation of their currency relative to the US dollar. For example, Canada and the US tend to remain very closely together in terms of interest rate policy. If they get too far apart, it can create swings in exchange rate that can affect the balance of trade between countries. The US interest rate increases in recent months are appearing to trigger higher interest rates around the world. Many emerging markets, including Mexico, Indonesia, India, and the Philippines, have responded with higher interest rates of their own to insulate their economies. And of course, earlier this year, Argentina and Turkey emerged with their own massive interest rate increases driven by their own debt problems. And the latest casualty is Pakistan. When the US raised interest rates, it had an impact on the value of the Pakistani rupee. And this week, the government of Pakistan signaled to the International Monetary Fund that it will be seeking a bailout on its debt. A lot of that debt came from China. And the US is expected to oppose the bailout because they don't want to see IMF funds being used to protect Chinese bondholders. This is the latest game of geoeconomic money management, and the Chinese yuan has fallen sharply in recent days. The central government in China has responded aggressively by raising short-term interest rates in the past couple of days from 1.745% to 7.6%. That's right, a 5% increase in just one day. The devaluation of the yuan could ultimately hurt China, and they're clearly willing to take aggressive action to prevent a sell-off of the currency. China has been lending aggressively across the world, especially in the developing world, for infrastructure projects. These projects, they're all over Africa, India, Pakistan, Central America, and South Asia. Some have questioned the affordability of these infrastructure projects. For example, Malaysia recently canceled $22 billion of infrastructure projects that China was scheduled to commence. When China recently took over 80% ownership of a seaport that was financed in Sri Lanka, after Sri Lanka had trouble repaying that debt. I've been saying for some time that the next major economic crisis is likely to be triggered by either some form of sovereign debt or corporate debt. And as time goes by, I'm increasingly of the opinion that it will in fact be sovereign debt that will be the next major tipping point for the global economy. Banks try to be responsible by lending to borrowers on terms that they think borrowers can usually afford. Even though that's not always the case, at least they try. Governments, on the other hand, don't have any direct accountability for fiscal management, except perhaps the next election. That's a pretty weak method of holding borrowers to account. Since most government debt is issued in the form of bonds, the bond market will ultimately tell governments where their debt needs to be priced in order for it to sell in the open market. Interest rates are priced based on two principal factors. Number one, the rate of inflation, and number two, the risk of default. The higher the risk, the higher the rate. If you're wondering about what money will cost you in the near future, or more importantly, if liquidity in the market could evaporate, you want to pay close attention to what's happening in the bond market. This week, the U.S. Treasury will be selling a combined $74 billion of new 3-year, 10-year, and 30-year bonds. That's going to be kicking off Wednesday morning, that's today, with a $36 billion auction of 3-year notes. So you definitely want to pay attention to this. It will affect your life as a real estate investor, even here in the United States. In the meantime, as you're thinking about that, have an awesome day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.